So I'm talking this afternoon to Michael. Michael Carnuccio undertook a really interesting creativity project where he set out to do a drawing a day or create a picture a day on the format of tiny little index cards and just using basically whatever materials he had to hand. So I'm really pleased to have Michael here today and to interview him about this project and what he learned from it and what he got out of it. So hi, Michael.
Hi, Jay. So I started the beginning of 2014 doing a piece of art every day in a small index card sized piece of paper.
Were they blank, like all blank index
Yes,
cards?
they were all blank, pretty flimsy, and I sort of was aiming to do one a day for a year, basically, as a
Did you start
term.
in January?
Not exactly on the 1st of January, but
And did you know when you started that it was going to be all year? Or was it,
yes, I think I did. I think I was aiming for the whole year, yeah. So I was a bit overwhelming right at the
So what
start.
happened on, was it the 1st of January, did you
The
say?
8th,
The
I
8th.
think the
So what
first one
happened
was.
on the day of
This
the
was the
8th of
first one.
January? What did you do?
Well, I went and bought the cards, and I guess my initial idea was just to sort of not think through too much when I was approaching each one, and just to almost do like a doodle type, stream of consciousness, whatever comes out, comes out. And I think the first few were very sort of almost autobiographical, such as
So
this one.
this was one from the 8th. It
That
says
was the first one.
heating wars.
And it was, having arguments with flatmates about when the heating should go on. So I thought I would put it down on paper as a way of somehow processing that. And then I guess if there was a theme across the whole year, it was sort of processing what I was going through. And the big thing I was processing that year was deciding if I should stay in London or if I should move back to Sydney. So there are a lot that are around that theme, some very literal, like this one here, which is basically I did the River Thames. And on two sides, the pros and cons of being in London. So I was trying to use this process just A, as a challenge, but also as a way of sort of working through whatever was going on in my mind. It wasn't always about the move, sometimes just about having a very shitty day, or sometimes it was just about I'm just going to do something totally random.
So, yeah, gosh, so many questions. The fir like on the 8th of January when you started, I can see here you've used like a blue felt tip pen, yeah, and some kind of marker or texter. Was it a Copic marker? What was the pink?
I pretty much didn't go out and buy anything, so I used whatever I had at hand, and
So was
that
this a
tended
highlighter?
to be I think that was a Copic marker that I'd had for years, but a lot of the pen work is just like felt tips that I'd had lying around. And then later on, as I sort of got more into it, I did start to then experiment. So some of them are quite collagey, others like, well, this one here is basically I cut out the front page of Time Out London, which is a picture of the tube carriage seat, and then doodled the map of the tubes on the top.
Beautiful.
That again was one of the London theme ones. This one here, so I also experimented with a lot of using low tack tape to mask out different areas, and this one is pretty much sticking the tape that
Oh,
I
great.
used because they got quite sort of marked.
Fantastic.
So some of them, like this one, took quite not long at all to do. Others were a lot more involved. And I think that was one of the things that I noticed doing this is I guess there's that internal dialogue in your head that's like, oh, this thing took me 5 minutes. It's
It can't be
rubbish.
good.
It can't be good. And there's almost that temptation to over embellish and over complicate, and sometimes you think, oh, I've gone too far. Or I
Which
would sort of.
ones felt like that? Which ones do you think took a long time and you kind of wondered, have I even gone too far?
I mean, I can see ones that I didn't like. What I was also quite conscious to do is just live with whatever came out, whether it was good or bad. And sometimes it would start out really rubbish and turn really good, or sometimes it was. Wouldn't even know what it was going to be, and it came out quite good. I think it's probably only like two or three times that I actually tore it up and started again. So I was really trying to be...
That's quite a discipline.
Yes. Mm. And I guess it's sort of that voice in my head that was like, what if someone sees this, they're going to think it's rubbish, and then judging it based on what someone else might or might not think of it. Of course, it's really what I would think of it, not necessarily anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, this one I did really quickly, and I can remember exactly when I did it and why I did it. That was, I went up to Manchester for a work conference, and I was in the hotel the night before, and I think I was feeling really anxious. And so I drew a picture of a frightened mouse, and it was really... quickly done with biro, whereas this one, which is the scribble drawing of Big Ben Tower, I took a bit of time, but then, you know, part of me when I was drawing it was thinking, oh, I've missed out on all the detail of Big Ben, but in some respects I quite like it. It's a bit wonky, but, you know, it sort of captures. So, and I did a few of like landmarks of London to try and get an idea. This one, I can remember, it was like a really warm summer night. I had the window in my bedroom open and just drew that, pretty much.
Some of them seem really precise, like really geometric, like straight lines and really kind of careful colouring in, like this one here with what looks like a ballpoint pen, and this one is a felt tip pen maybe. And then others have this kind of really loose style where it's like lines and sketchy. Were they done at different times of the year? Like, did you evolve, start with one style and evolve into the other? Or would you just flip backwards
and forwards? I think I flipped backwards and forwards. There were times when I would have, like, a theme, whether it be a style or a subject matter or some sort of medium that I would use, and I'd run with that for a few days and have a big burst of ideas, and I would really struggle for a few days to think, I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to draw. And it'd often be before I went to bed that I would do them. And I'd often be quite tired, and it'd almost be like, oh, I have to really force myself. But I really made sure I at least made a start on one. Even if I didn't always finish it in that session, I would always try and start. So some of them, if I was really tired, you know, I would really just do it quite loose and whatever come out. That's just, you know, the one of the window I spoke about, or the mice, the mouse. And then if I would finish it off at a later date, they tend to be a lot more detailed.
So this one?
Yeah. Was over two so that sessions. One, I think, probably I finished that off on a weekend.
Yeah.
This one here is just a doodle I did at work, I think, and I tore it up and stuck it onto a page. So sometimes it was a bit of, I wouldn't say cheating, but it was sort of, you know, cutting and pasting.
Yeah.
And this one was, I was on the way back to Sydney, I was in transit, and this was just inspired by the carpet in the terminal. It was just this really crazily busy mosaic of different things. Quite jet lagged, so don't know how I managed to do that in that detail.
Wow. And it kind of it feels like movement to me, like the way this line comes along here and they're directional. There's almost this sense of like train lines.
Yes, or I guess movement as subconsciously I look at it. Perhaps that came out. Some of them are quite poignant, like the ones that I particularly did on my last few days London. Well, this one was like my last night there. And even when I've been going through them like almost a year later, it's just, I don't know, it just brings back those memories so vividly and those feelings so vividly. And that was the very last. I think I was actually in the terminal waiting to board the aeroplane.
And so when did you stop? Was it like the very last day of December?
No, I did it for 365 days. So it sort of carried over into January 2015.
So what did it feel like come January 8, 2015 or January 7th, 2015?
Mixed feelings, bit of relief because it was, you know, often having to push myself to do it. But also quite sad because it had become, you know, I'd grown to value that process and that opportunity to really just experiment and explore and try different things. So it was a bit sad to not do it. Obviously there was no reason why I couldn't continue it, but I think after a year I sort of just wanted to do something else and have a bit of a breather from it, and you know. But I think what I did find useful, just experimenting generally and sort of trying different things, it just helped when I did later come to do other projects. It sort of helped, I think, in how I approached them or my technique. So that was quite useful.
Did you notice that over the year, like, did you find the kind of inner critic voice softening a little bit as the year went on, or Did you feel more playful in your use of materials? Was there any loosening up kind of that you noticed through doing
it? I think it was more of an experimentation that I noticed increasingly. So I branched out, I started to use paint, and you know, this last night one, I used to just smear dobs of paint and had an old credit card and just smother it. So I think I noticed a bit more freedom in how I used the materials, but I think I still, if anything, was more deliberate, I guess, in how I approached the composition and that sort of thing. If you compare it to the first one I did, which was just, you know, almost the doodle, the last few tend to be a little bit more detailed and thought through. Particularly, I think also I was not working when I was finishing off the project, so I probably had more time physically to do all of this stuff.
Well, I want to ask about this bus. Tell me about the bus. Is that the same day or 2 days?
No, they're 2 days apart. I can't remember which one was first. I think the neat one. The neat one was first, and I don't know why I decided to redo it. I think I was probably, again, felt like experimenting with that familiar form and trying to be a bit more abstract with it, or perhaps I started to do it and it just didn't turn out, so I then decided to make it more abstract, potentially.
It made itself more abstract.
That's a really nice, I don't know why. I guess, you know, sort of letting myself just go for it, you know, and these might not ever see the light of day, and I guess it's that, giving yourself that freedom, I think, is when you then do end up with a product that you actually become quite fond of.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that's an interesting thing, the thing about, you know, whether they ever see the light of day. I mean, obviously, now you're sharing them, like, you know, in this format, you've chosen some to share. What were the feelings around that? Was there any anxiety around that? Or did that feel like a really
sharing them.
Pleasurable? Yeah.
Yeah, there was. I think with anything that I share, there's always that inner critic that just says that this is rubbish, people are going to laugh at them. Some of them were quite personal as well, and you don't know how people react, or people might not even know that side of you. And so seeing you, I think one of them, I doodled some naked guy.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, if I put these up on the web, you know, someone's going to see that.
What, someone's going to recognize themselves?
No, not necessarily. It just sort of, you know, obviously see that I drew someone nude, or one, basically I was drunk, and it was a bit of a messy one, and I got liquid paper and just did fucking drunk.
Yeah,
because that's the mood I was in when I did it.
Sure, but your relatives might read that and know that you swear.
Or that I get drunk. So and then obviously one that I don't really like, you know, showing that to someone, but you know, I felt also quite excited about it as well, because I'm, you know, quite a big accomplishment, I think, doing it every single day for a year, so I was quite excited about that.
So there's kind of like, there's some, like, there's liking the actual techniques or the pictures, but there's also this fondness, it sounds like, for the whole project, this sense of accomplishment. Like,
there's a huge sense of accomplishment.
Hey, I want to ask you about Index Card A Day, because I know that you joined in. I saw you on the page during the month of, what was it, July?
It was June and July. 2014.
That's right. 60 days, isn't it?
So I'd already
what was
had,
that like?
I already had a fair momentum. I think what I really noticed was, I mentioned it earlier, you know, when you start thinking about what will somebody else think of this. And I think with that project, you didn't have to, but everyone posted, or a lot of people posted what they did. And so knowing it was definitely going to be seen, I did notice myself putting a lot more thought into the outcome, or being extra critical about the outcome. Or if I'd one day did something really, really good that I was quite proud of, the next day not so good, or having that pressure that I had to live up to it. And I guess that created more anxieties. But what I found really helpful about that process was there was a theme or a prompt every day. So that really helped with, well, what am I going to do? Sometimes it was a challenge, because you could think about multiple ways of doing it, or it was like, oh, how am I going to draw that? Or how am I going to do that? But at least it sort of solved the question that I would sometimes have. I have no idea what I'm going to do. And just this blank page in front of you, even though if it was only a postcard size, and it's just like, I'm tired, I have to put something on there, do it now so I can go to bed.
Yeah. Wow. And what about, like, I mean, one other thing I was interested about that is comments, and like, yes, people are going to see it and people actually respond to the work. And so was that a relatively new kind of experience, and what did that feel like, and what kind of comments did you get?
Yes, I don't think, apart from the old class that I've done here and there, I've never really gotten feedback from people. So that was great because I got a lot of good feedback. And also what I found useful was seeing other people, how they approached the prompts, and it's amazing how there's just a huge variety of interpretations. So getting that positive feedback was awfully reaffirming and I think gave me more confidence. But then the flip side to that is the days that you didn't get any feedback or you didn't get as many likes. Or you saw someone else, oh, they've got 10 times more likes than I have. Again, the inner critic is like, oh, yours must be shit by comparison.
It's what they're not saying, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, and again, I guess it just brings up that little inner critic, and it wasn't the process itself that caused that. It's something that's inside me, and I guess it made it more visible to me, I guess, which is a helpful aspect of going through that process and trying to see what your feelings are about yourself, because it's all reflected back at me whenever I look at these things.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so, well, what did you learn about yourself, do you think, through doing this process? Did any of the images kind of show you something that you were surprised to see, or did you see any symbols coming up over and over again?
Yeah, there was a lot. I guess it's because also, as I said, there was a lot of me thinking through a big life change. So a lot of it does tend to be introspective about who I am, where am I going. Like, there's this one here when I was just feeling like I didn't really have one really concrete idea about who I was. I wasn't quite clear, and so I drew an arrow trying to get to a defined point. I guess it was more of an aspiration. Or just really random questions and abstract ideas. And I think it was me trying to search for answers. This one, you know, a corner, not quite knowing what's around the corner. So not so much something I learned, but I guess something that came out through the work. And also I just never really found that I found a one distinct style either. I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing. It was, you know, an opportunity to experiment, but I guess I didn't really feel like, oh yes, that's my style, and I found it through this process. And trying to overcome that inner critic was possibly the biggest challenge of the whole process, and that voice that kept saying, this is rubbish, this is, you know, this is no good, and trying to work through that and exploring where that was coming from. So it was a good prompt and a good tool and medium to use to sort of assist with that process as well. That was quite handy. But also I think because it's art and it's not words, a lot of it is unsaid. There's still an opportunity for me to try and work through what maybe do they say. Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't read into them too much either. I don't.
Talk about that voice of the inner critic. I'm wondering, did you learn any, develop any tricks or methods for shushing it for a minute, working around it, sidestepping it, or making friends with that kind of voice? Any particular techniques to lessen the volume?
I think persistence really helped. Again, knowing that I had to do it for 365 days, if you let that critic get to you, it's going to make that process very difficult. And also telling myself, this is just, it's an exercise. It's not going to be exhibited at a gallery. It doesn't matter if it's shit. It's an opportunity to just be creative and use a different part of your brain. And yeah, I guess I did come to accept that I will have good days and I will have bad days, and that's okay. I guess the bad days in a way lead to the good ones, because you learn from what goes wrong or what goes right.
And I mean, you talked about that sense of accomplishment coming to the end of the project, and also, you know, this question of who am I, like, who is the me? I'm wondering, has this, doing this, shifted the way you see yourself at all?
I think I see myself a lot as a creative person, I guess, accepting that more than I perhaps did before. You know, dare I say, even as an artist. So that's been quite good. And also being proud that I actually managed to do it. So having that.
What kind of like perseverance?
Yes. Well, you know, sometimes it felt like perseverance, but other times, you know, it was, I was actually enjoying it. But just having kept it up for so long, you know, I'm proud of myself. And that's something nice to think about. And also to know that that's a year of my life in this collection. So, yeah, I think I would definitely recommend it to anyone. They don't necessarily have to do it for a whole year. If you don't even necessarily think you've got any artistic talent, just spending that time to think a little bit differently and think visually and put that onto paper. Whatever comes out. It's just, I think it helped me work my day job because you have that opportunity to think differently and process things, and the next day you find, oh, I've got all these ideas and stuff. So I don't know if the two are related, but I'd like to think that they were.